Their roster.
I wanted the ball. Give me the meat.
It's his first time, Jim.
Are you a history buff?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you went to a wedding this weekend.
So did you.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't make it to Langford's?
No, I couldn't.
Ah. Wow.
Because I couldn't leave the dog alone for that long a period of time.
You're
after
a good owner.
After a week away from the dog.
Yeah, I went to my friend Michael, known him for 45 years of my life, right?
Yeah.
And his wonderful bride, Cassandra. In Antioch at the golf course, and he had a good time.
Yeah, no, I appreciated those videos you sent. I took a look at them all.
So you're saying I put too many up?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, I couldn't help but think, I'll just make a vague reference to it, but, you know.
Be careful here.
Oh,
it was a beautiful wedding.
No, it looked like it was spectacular.
Okay.
You know, I just, you know how we would joke, you know how we joked about, you know, who was at McCaffrey's wedding?
Oh, right. No chocolate in McCaffrey's.
Sure.
We had chocolate in Mike's wedding, Stoddy.
Yeah, you
Silk
did.
Macy, Mel, June. Yeah, all your buddies. D. Holloway.
You have any white people there?
I'm going to say right now the leader in the clubhouse is no.
Yeah, I perused all those videos.
No, there was we had a couple. Had a
oh,
couple.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
but the videos you may not have caught them.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Your mind, to think of that.
It was beautiful, man. That's what the wedding.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Where was it?
Antioch golf course.
Antioch.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, well, yeah. Congratulations
to the Grubbs,
Cassandra.
Yeah, and Michael.
And Michael.
Mm-hmm.
People were talking about the play where Brandon Ayuk was open and Kyle Brock Purdy didn't see him. Shanahan was asked about that yesterday, and let's jump off with this quote on why Brock missed Brandon Ayuk when he was wide open, apparently.
They busted a coverage, and B.A. had a deep curl route, and they busted the coverage, so B.A. did the right thing and just took off and went to that hole, and it kind of caught Brock by surprise because, you know, B.A. was number two in the progression. When he looked to him, B.A. wasn't in the right spot because they busted a coverage, and then he went down the field, and Brock thought about it. He just wasn't sure where the rest of the safety was or anything since he wasn't anticipating that to happen, and it would have worked, obviously, if he let it go, but that happens sometimes. Defense busts a coverage, and if you're not looking at the guy the whole time, all of a sudden turns it into a go route. You can't always just let it rip.
I actually understand that. I kind of
get
it.
Well, I need more.
Okay.
Because what if that happens again? It was off script, but it sounds like Ayuk wasn't in the spot he was supposed to be in because he was ad-libbing. But I guess what Niner fans want to hear is, Donnie, what if that happened, that same thing happened again, would Brock then see him? Because that could be the difference in winning the Super Bowl or not.
Well,
he was open.
But I don't know. I think, what I heard Shanahan say is he went to the second read with Ayuk.
Who wasn't there.
And then as he looked away, that's when either the coverage busted or maybe he means the coverage busted, which meant that they couldn't. That Ayuk couldn't run his route because it got so screwy. I don't know.
Let's put a rat on the table. Brought to you by ATCO. You've talked about something maybe going on with Brandon Ayuk, and we know what's going on or what's not going on, and that's him putting up numbers. Would you feel some type of way, even though you knew it wasn't on purpose that ball didn't come to you? Because I know Terrell Owens and the Michael Irvins and the Chris Carters of the world, they would be hot. I'm just wondering, do you think Ayuk, you know, like, man, damn, you know I'm under siege. The fans want me, and I'm running wide open. We need a score. And the ball doesn't – is it just as simple as I didn't see you or trust it from Brock?
This is the one part that I actually find very frustrating in football because I believe these plays happen all the time. All the time, where a guy misses somebody who came open, and it's just a matter of the degrees that you miss a guy by. Is he standing by himself with nobody within 20 yards? Boy, you should have thrown that one. Or did you not anticipate the guy being open if you would have let it develop a split second longer. That's one of those things where I can only judge the play on pretty much what you see. And if he's not looking in that direction after he gets off that read, I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to do. I think that part of being a quarterback is, I'll bet you there are a lot of percentages where you miss a guy.
Right.
Whether he's the first, second, or third option, I don't know. I just...
Because if I'm my whole thing is, not trying to set trip here, I would be frustrated with the season I've been putting out, and I come free, and I was just like, man, that would have done well, not just for the team, but for me especially.
Well, let me tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not throwing the ball to Brandon Ayuk because the fans are on his back. I'm throwing to Brandon Ayuk because I think he's open.
Yeah.
And, like, Brock Purdy is not the kind of quarterback that wouldn't throw the ball to a guy. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to trust that it's mostly on Ayuk, because last year they had a so-called connection. And Brock Purdy hasn't missed any time.
And he's got a connection with a guy named Juwan Jennings.
Well, that's because Juwan Jennings goes after every single ball.
Now, if Ayuk's listening, driving around Stein, he's probably like, damn, man, so do I.
Jennings is hungrier than you. I just think he's hungrier than you. That's all. I'm not saying you're not more talented, but he is a tough SOB.
Yeah.
I mean, he is tough.
And he did it in the playoffs, made some crucial catch. So did I.
Right, in big games. I mean, like, that's the other thing. I don't think it's an accident that they call him Third and Juwan. That's the money down.
Yeah,
it is. And that's where they go. I mean, like, think about that for a minute. But you just paid a guy $30 million, and he's not even your third down receiver. You go to another guy.
You're making me do this. Now, you remember the offseason when Ayuk tweeted something that he was upset or he don't want to share his food, and minutes after on Jennings' social media, there was something to the point of people taking themselves thinking too much, too highly of themselves. You remember that?
I forget who said that.
That was Juwan Jennings that posted that. And then later it was like, oh, that wasn't in response to Brandon Ayuk. But you got me thinking, right now the best receiver on the Niners is Juwan Jennings. But the highest paid is Brandon Ayuk. So just think about that for a second. If you're Jennings showing up to work every day, like, look at this, Smith Duke, and I'm doing this.
Austin in San Jose says, Jennings, one game, relax. See, that's where I would disagree with you. I think he's been extremely consistent in his role with the 49ers. And for all we know, Jennings is a guy who quietly wants more of a role, but knows that he's low on the pecking order. But I get the sense that if you made a list of the most respected players in the 49ers locker room, I think Juwan Jennings would be up there.
Right, but the fact of the matter is, Donnie, that's not how you get paid. How you get paid is when the team determines that they want to pay you $30 million, and Brandon Ayuk, that's what they chose to do. So where are the dividends? Where are the return on investment for the Niners?
Yeah, they haven't gotten it. And they're getting a lot out of Jennings. I know that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? What are you thinking?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. When I'm looking at these guys right now, I'm seeing a roster full of Sean Alexanders, a bunch of guys that got the bag, and it doesn't seem like they have the drive anymore now that they got paid. And I got to tell you, when I watch it, whether you want to call it drive, desire, hungry, eye of the tiger, I don't care what you call it, they ain't got it. That's it.
You're right, fellas.
Eye of the tiger.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. And I'm willing to say, you know what? It's hard to have the eye of the tiger in week three.
Well, what about when you lose two of the three?
Well, now you have. You've lost two of three. What I'm saying is, again, I feel like, and Ross Tucker kind of alluded to it, if you're a veteran in the NFL and now you have a 17-game schedule and you're a little banged up, you're 1-2 after three games, I mean, they got time to turn it around. That's obvious.
Oh, man.
And
they've done it in the past.
Exactly. So do you give them the benefit of the doubt? It kind of doesn't feel like a lot of fans are.
But your quarterback, your hot shot, and that's what I'm going to call them, your hot shot quarterback, sums up with his back enough to get an MRI besides carrying the team on it, Donnie. So, again, I know it's Operation New England. We'll get to them in a couple days here on the show. But if you are on to something about this 17-game schedule, and, I mean, right now it's just grenades going off in regard to injuries for the Niners. And the Hargrave one just blew my wig. Like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, do you slow play Brock Purdy?
I don't know how significant that injury is. Uh-huh. But, you know, the one thing I ran by Ross Tucker is a lot of these veteran players have played 9 to 12 playoff games in the last 4 or 5 years. That's a lot. It's a lot of games to play in the postseason. And maybe we're just, you know what, maybe we're coming to the end of this run with these players.
And you're right.
Well, maybe they're not going to be able to make it through this season completely healthy, and they're going to have to figure out a way to win each week.
Well, the Buffalo Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls, and that was then. But, no, Stoney, that's not – and I'm not – we don't know what's behind door number 2 in regard to the rest of the season. But the Niners, rightfully so, was touted as one of the top rosters. They got ballers and all pros everywhere.
Did they?
No, the standard is the standard. They still – I had them at minimum, the NFC championship game. So that's still on the table.
Of course it's on the table, but it might not be the year because – they are.
And that's why I kept telling you, and you thought you wanted to check me into Napa State Hospital, because I kept saying, hey, Guru, it's just a loss. It's just a loss. You never know when you're not going to get back to the chance to win it.
What does that have to do with this year?
Look what can happen.
Everybody knows this could happen.
Well, that's why when you blow it okay. Or an opportunity, it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Doesn't just go away. Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and water the grass. No, these things haunt people. And what? They haunt franchises.
Okay. So you got to get through it.
Well,
and they're
right.
Not. And maybe this is
well,
the end.
Early.
Maybe this is it for them. Maybe.
But how could it be when
because
you got
Because they're
Bosa.
Getting older.
Bosa's not getting older.
Maybe he's overrated.
No,
maybe
that,
he's overrated.
Hey, you got, hey.
Maybe. And that's the part that I keep coming back to.
No fight for me on that.
Well, you know, a year ago, everybody just said, most talented roster in the NFL. Who? Niners. Oh, just Niners. It's just the Niners. Everybody knows that. Well, maybe they're not. Maybe they're not. You have to go out on the field and prove it.
And I guess the bottom line to that point, Stoney, when we said that or you were hearing that, they were. And that's why they've been in the big game, in the NFC Championship game 4 straight times, and the Super Bowl 2 times. And you know what I mean? So I don't know what's about to happen, but I do know right now, early on, and nobody's crying for you, they've been dealt a bad hand. As soon as and last night, Hargrave, even though I told you he wasn't Jerome Brown or Reggie White, but he was supposed to be that for you, and now he's gone.
See, I don't look at it as they drew a bad hand. I don't. This is their team. They've got guys who have been through the wars for 5 years. It's just like the Warriors. Older players get banged up more than younger players. And especially in football, running backs get banged up. I mean, the funny thing is I could turn it around on people and say, what, do you think McCaffrey was going to play 17 games this year and carry the ball and get 350 touches? Of course not. That's an easy thing to say now. GPD and Hayward. What's up, GPD?
Oh, you know what? You guys just love it, man. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to listen to you guys during the day. Everybody don't get it, man. You guys don't. the passion, baby. I mean, like, the introduction's so perfect. Guru, you bring the passion. And Steiner, you're so damn pragmatic, and you're such a philosopher. Guru, Steiner's right now. I mean, Guru, just chill, man.
No, I am chill. What's he right about?
Okay.
What's he right about, GPD? Brother, what's he right about?
He's right about that. Yeah, maybe these guys are getting old, and they're not going to be able to do it like they used to do it. Kittle's getting old. You know, hey, McCaffrey, he's getting old. He's old for a running back. But Brock Purdy, I will say this, he shut him up. I was so happy to see Brock shut up all the skeptics, man. You know what I'm saying? He did his J-O-B. Now we're in trouble, but let's wait to the next quadrant, right? When are you going to talk about the quadrant?
Nice.
It goes in fours.
Look at
right?
It.
Wait for the next quadrant in the quadrant, bro. Hey, okay?
Right.
I got faith, man. I'm going to the Kansas City game, baby.
There you go.
Night game.
That's GPD.
Yeah, and nobody's waving the white flag at all. How many calls have we taken about Sorensen? It is starting to bother me that it's not up there with the Wilkes energy. And I don't know, maybe because the head coach called out Wilkes and then the fan said, you know what, that's when we'll come. But, Stani, I mean, this is really what bothers me. The offense, if they needed excuse and they don't, you got the injuries. And I know Greenlaw's out, but damn, I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. They look soft.
How does a coach impact the softness or hardness of a team? Like, if this defense is hard, they should be hard. They weren't soft last year, or they haven't been soft in the past. I can't imagine they got a defensive coordinator in there and, like, everybody just changed.
Well, that's why I keep bringing up the Mooney Ward comments about how he was being utilized. We can sit here and laugh and say that's nothing, but if you think about player A saying he's invested mentally 100% when he's doing that thing and he's not doing that thing, you kind of wonder, not that he's sabotaging himself. Yeah. It's not that. He's not all the way. He's not all in mentally. And now we get flags. We get guys getting burnt. The sloppy tackling. It's just a thought and it's one player. But sometimes people tell you things, Steiny.
Right. And sometimes Charvarius Ward says he wants Justin Jefferson and you don't get him. And then they say, okay, go ahead now. Play 2-2. And he can't play 2-2.
I love the 2-2.
Like, seriously, it's like Mooney Ward saying, well, I'm really into it when I'm in this position. It's like a basketball player saying, oh, I love to play when I can get 18 shots. Well, you don't get to play the way you want if it's not the best thing for the team. Yeah. And I don't know that it is or isn't, but it's like, here's, I think people are way overreacting on Sorensen at this point. Okay, he's vanilla. He hasn't done anything to impact the offense. I've said it all about like that because the eye test doesn't look great. But I'm also saying, wait a minute. He's a new coach who's coached 3 games so far.
All right.
3 games. So I'm going to give him some time to figure some stuff out. And in the meantime, I'm going to talk about mostly the players who haven't been getting it done. Not a coach that I can't see. And don't know what he's instilling and what he's not.
But they're intertwined, right? That's why Wilkes got fired. Why did Wilkes get fired?
Again, maybe it's
responsible.
Right. Maybe it's the players. See what I'm saying? Maybe it's the players. They didn't like Wilkes. Now they don't like Sorensen. Maybe it's the players.
But they got to the Super Bowl under Wilkes, and I know that's too early to say.
Exactly. Let's see what happens if they can make it.
But right now, Steiny, you talked about they don't look like the old Niners on defense.
Blaming Nick Sorensen.
No, I didn't forget the blame.
It's
you already gave me my answer. You gave us my answer. You said the defense don't look like the old Niner defenses.
Exactly.
Yeah, and forget blame. That's a fact.
But what I'm saying is, okay, so all I can see is, well, why don't they have a good defense? Well, because Bosa's not dominant, because the defensive backfield's not very good. because they do they've lost a middle linebacker who's a heck of a player, yeah. And they're not off to a good start and all those things. Let's go to Shardle in Fremont. Hey, Shardle.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
how's
going
it
well.
Going, guys? Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
So, what were your thoughts on the Niners versus the Rams game? I mean, that was a tough match. That was a tough game. I mean, we had the lead. We had the 14-0 lead in the first quarter. Juwan Jennings was just killing it. I mean, he was scoring touchdown after touchdown. And then we choked and we gave up the lead. I mean, we could have won that game fair and square. I mean, that's what this Niners team really irks me.
Yeah. Thanks, Shardle. Appreciate the call.
And I'll ask you this, Donnie. Well, I'll tell you this before I ponder it to you, pose this to you. A bad loss is when you're supposed to win, to me. That's when it's a bad loss, when everybody knows, you know what, you're better than them. And not only are you better than the Rams, the Niners are, we all know that, the injury situation just doubled it down, like you got to go in here and handle business. And for the non-gamblers and the gamblers, a team on the road favored by 7 points says a whole lot. And that's why you come out of that game, it's over, and you lose. Stani, that to me is that's the epitome of what you dub a bad loss.
Let's go to Moose. Moose is in San Jose. Hey, Moose, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Good talk here today on the 49ers and Brock Purdy.
Thank you.
I just want to say, and I don't think that play, that one play, because I saw that happen. It happened to be a good camera angle when that play happened where he missed BA in the corner there when he ran off. But dissecting what Shanahan said in the post-game interview, whatever that was, I took it as he was saying BA noticed something. He noticed that the defense essentially busted their coverage. He noticed a gap, and he took that, and
right.
he ad-libbed. And then essentially he, in a way, kind of threw Brock under the bus slightly and saying Brock wasn't on the same page as BA and didn't notice the busted coverage and didn't make the throw. I mean, that's essentially what happened. Do I think that's an indictment on Purdy? No, I think he had an incredible game.
Yeah.
Threw the ball pretty well and really, really threw guys in stride, I thought.
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
BA, go ahead.
No, you go. You were going to say something about Brandon Ayuk.
I was going to say BA at the end of the day, and I've been kind of harping on him the last couple of weeks. I called in a few times on this particular show, and I've said it. $30 million guy. Okay, this one play was missed. It likely was a touchdown, but over the course of that game, how is he getting the double coverage? I mean, is he getting blanketed the way every time Juwan Jennings is making a catch? He had two guys on him, it looked like, and he's still making these catches. I don't know what it is, but I do. It's leaning towards we overpaid the guy. Shame on offense that's only giving him the ball 4.5 catches a game.
Yep, thanks, Moose. Appreciate the call.
Now, if you're going to do that, I get you, Stoddy. If you're going to, because he's coming off a career year, but if you're going to, and I'm taking some of your advice on Sorensen, it's still early, it's on the players, but you got to also, I'm just talking to the fans, you got to have the patience for Ayuk, too. Especially if he's coming off a career year, and we know he wasn't in OTA. No excuses, but before we say he's over, he ain't worth it.
Well, he's not off to a good start.
No, he's off to a bad start. But, and I think it's worse when your compadre is balling the way Jennings is.
Well, and here's the other thing. If Brock Purdy's playing so well, why isn't Ayuk on the receiving end of this?
Well, you got to catch the ball. He dropped two in the first quarter.
You're answering it, yep.
He dropped a touchdown against the Jets in the corner. And then he's getting up with that dazed and confused look like, and I'm wondering, like, dude, you're paid. You should be, my bad. That's on me. It's all good. But you got me thinking, Stoney, what could be going on more than just the game and the rust?
The kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal starts live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.